SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Alrighty, are we live? Yes, we are. Oh my gosh, what if I told you that there are 85 ways to win or lose at the game of craps? We're going to discuss every bet on the craps table. We're going to do it right now.
Welcome to the Color Up Podcast. Whether you're a seasoned player or a beginner eager to step up to the table, this is your lucky podcast that's all about the thrill and strategy of the casino world. I'm your host, Jeremy. With me is Jim the Professor. Let's get rolling.
All right, this should be a fun one.
I love the toss. Yeah, I love the toss there. You did a roll, I did the toss. That was good.
Yeah, 85 or give or take a few.
Give or take. We're easy over here. We're easy. We're not demonstrative. A lot of things in life. It's interpretation.
Yeah. Right? And bottom line is there's a lot. There's a lot of bets.
Plenty. Right? We can make it complicated. We can make it simple.
So. Yeah, we'll decide. I guess because some of these we might go a little more in depth. Some maybe we'll just kind of brush over. I don't know. We'll just kind of feel it out and see how that goes. But
play it by ear.
Yeah. And then at the end of the episode, we'll go to our monster roll where we get to our viewers' live questions and we'll answer some of those.
And that's where your knowledge will be of great value
to the
listeners. Yeah, put to the test. Yeah. Great value over there. So how were you doing this week? Did you have a good week?
Yeah, good week. You might be able to hear it in my voice. I'm a little froggy. I went to Kansas to babysit my grandson.
Ooh.
Yeah, and there I think the weather change, it was like negative something degrees there.
Mm.
And here in Reno, it's pretty nice. It's like 40 and sunny. But, the weather change and, who knows, all the people hacking and sick on the airplane that you're stuck
with.
And,
right.
Between all that, I'm a little under the weather. But other than that, it was a great week. Get to see the kid. The little guy is always a blast. So
okay. So he had some time with the grandson there. So that's awesome.
Yeah, he's a toddler. Between two and three. So he's just like nonstop until he falls asleep, right? Takes his nap or whatever. But
feed him and then do it again.
Yeah, you just chase him around. So it's fun. What about you? How was your week?
It was a good week. No complaints. Just rolling along. We've got a holiday tomorrow, and so that's nice. So if we need to go Joe Rogan, if your voice lasts that long, we can definitely do that. Okay. Joe Rogan, don't forget we're going after you. And by the way, Jeremy, don't forget we're powered by Sports Grid. And you can check us out on any
of
your
favorite podcasts.
All of them. All of them are out there.
All over the place.
Oh, yeah.
But catch us live here on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. And you like the new color up.
You got a new shirt?
Got two new shirts from the colorup.club shop there this week. So did some shopping. So getting ready for DiceCon.
All right.
And I did see you did a little work this week or polling some people on some ideas and thoughts of DiceCon, which is coming up in June.
Yeah, I got to get all of the things finalized. So
For our club member event.
That's right. As a get together in Vegas once a year. So
absolutely.
That's gonna be good.
So awesome. So you ready to dive in?
I mean, I guess so. I don't.
Can I give the people the genesis of tonight's video?
Yeah. Please do.
All right, so for those of you who don't know, we have a Discord channel that the Color Up Club members are a part of, and for some reason there was a bet that was, I think it was 85 Bears Mike, and again, Mike, this is the reason for the title, and ChatGPT confirmed it, but Mike said something about a bet I had never heard of or a method that he talked about somebody taking the don't pass bet and then switching it over to the pass line. Now, I've heard of people taking down their don't pass because they're scared of the six or they're scared of the eight, that kind of thing. But I've never heard anybody just switching teams in the middle of the roll like that. And I said, man, I never even heard of that. And then he said, yeah, I'd like to know every kind of way to play. I think we need to do it, and it would be a nice episode title. And I say, you know what, I'm I'm down with it. I'm ready to do the math, and I got my table over here, and I started to get my pen out, and then here comes Mr. Color Up, who's in tune with Discord at all times, and he says, "Hey guys, this video of mine might be able to help out." And what was that one titled, Jeremy?
I don't know. How
hold on, I'll tell you. How many different bets on craps? So if you Google Color Up, how many different bets on craps, you will get his official take on that. And that was certainly a good starting point. And I watched the video, read all the comments. But then there was some gray areas. And the more I thought about it, this might be a really good topic for tonight's event. So,
yeah, it gets complicated once you get into some of the minutiae.
The minutiae.
Yeah. So what do you think about the moving the don't pass to the pass?
I would not recommend
it. You want to talk about it now? Or?
Yeah, we can. Okay, so 85 Bears Mike, one of our great guys, and he might jump in tonight. I don't know. You know, we ducked the Super Bowl last week, but we got the Super Bowl of NASCAR going on right now behind me.
Yeah, now
with
you're
a bunch of
the
rain
podcast,
delays,
but...
and they're about halfway through. But anyway, after you've taken the risk, you're a 2-to-1 disadvantage on the first roll of the dice when you make a don't pass. Yep. And then after that, no matter which number it travels to, you're going to be a favorite.
Mm-hmm. And could if be, you leave it there. On the
if
don't,
you leave it there. You
that's
can
the
be,
reason you make the bet because, one roll, you're a big underdog. But after that, you're the favorite.
Boom.
You should win. You should
you're
win
flexing.
The bet.
Yeah, you should win. And that's the great thing about it. And whether you travel to if you go to a 4, you're what, 2-to-1 advantage, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
5 and 9,
you know,
you're 3-to-2.
3-to-2, yeah. But some people get scared. Yeah, and at 6-to-5. They're just scared of that. And some people do it. But anyway, Mike was saying, hey, switch it from the don't pass to the pass. And I was thinking mathematically, probably not the strongest move.
Very terrible. So you're going from disadvantage to disadvantage. Like at no point would you have the advantage. So that makes zero sense to do. So what I tell people is if you're a don't player and you get a number you don't like, the 5 or 6. So typically a lot of players will go like no bet or the remove it. You're allowed to remove
right,
the don't.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And the casino will let you remove it because you're the favorite now. So if you want to remove your favorited bet, they're like, go ahead. Right. So it goes to the 5 or 6. If you don't like it, let's say you have a $15 don't pass, just make a $15. Well, or $18. Even if you round down and they don't pay you properly, still you're better off just making a place bet on the 6 or 8. Right. Just make an equivalent size bet. And then that way, if the place bet hits, you win a little bit. And if the don't, rolls, then you're fine either way.
Yeah, it's a wash. Yeah.
It's a wash. So, but just never, I've made a video on this, never remove your don't pass or don't come bets.
Okay.
So that's one issue. But to go from don't pass and then move it then to the pass, it doesn't make any sense because you're moved to a bet that gets paid 1-to-1. Now, technically, this is called a put bet, and we'll get into that in the list. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to wait for the don't. You could just go pick any number and go, I want to put my bet
money
directly on.
That's
it.
Right.
It's like a come bet. Yeah.
Right.
So by moving it to the pass line after there's a point established, you're technically making a put bet. And the only reason you would do that is to pile on the odds.
Right.
But unless I don't know where the break even point is. I think it's like between 10 and 15. Mm-hmm. In odds. And guess what? Most casinos don't allow
that's a lot of money.
Now, if you're at 100 times table or 20 times, a put bet actually makes sense. But it's just a bad move after the point is on to then make a put bet on a number if you're doing, let's say, less than 10 times odds. Or it's probably safer to say less than 20 times odds, I think, is where the math breaks down. So,
all right. So that's the genesis of the bet and the genesis of tonight's episode.
Because it is interesting because it's like, a standard bet and then, but you can move it. I mean, if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I don't like about it is when you switch it to the pass line, at least on that first roll, you're the 2-1 advantage. You have the 2-1 advantage.
If you started on the pass line.
Yeah, then. And you could get, and even if you had come bets up there like I play, and you don't want the 7 to roll, say it's the first bet or whatever, that 11, that yo's on your side. So you've got some opportunities there too, but you just eliminate that. And just like you said, go from that to an even paying bet, and it's just like,
it's not a good move. It's not a knowledgeable.
Unless
player,
it was in a, even it now, I can't even think of a system where that.
I mean, if you could see the future and knew that, you know, so you're on the don't, the point becomes a 5, and you're like, I know a 5's going to roll, so you move it to the pass, pile on the odds, and then the 5 rolls. Hey, then you look like a genius.
But
we can't see the future, and mathematically, it's all bad. So there's other options, you know. Just make a place bet. That's going to pay you more until you get to 5 times odds. And then after that, you know. But don't give up that advantage on the first roll if you're going to bet with the numbers. So,
Makes sense. All right. So that's the history and background. And now we're charging straight into the bets. And if you want to keep track, and I know we've got a few people commenting, and again, we'll get to all the comments in the monster roll. So let's get going here. So first off are going to be the standard bets, and this is going to be the first one the dealer suggests at the table, and that is bet number one, which is the pass line, right? That's the most, and if you're going to shoot, you're going to have to make a line bet, not necessarily on that line, but you'll have a choice between that line and the second bet, which would be the don't pass line. Do you think we need to, for the beginners, tell them what the difference is on those?
It's what the game revolves around, right? So, well, pass line, the first roll is called the come out roll. So you win them with a 7-11, lose with 2, 3, and 12. That's going to happen 33% of the time, third of the time. And then any other number are the box numbers. So that's when you establish a point, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, or 10. And so that's the pass line. That's how the game works. And then the opposite is the don't pass. So you lose with a 7-11 on that come out roll. And then you win with the 2 or 3. And then they bar the 12.
12's a push, a push.
Well, here in Northern Nevada, some casinos, it's 2. 2's a push. But same difference. But, that's just so they maintain their mathematical advantage. Because that's what they tend to like.
And then any number that has any other number that rolls the box number gets the point. And if you're on the pass line, you want that point number to roll before big red comes, or 7.
You want the dice to pass. That's what the name is.
To pass.
So if you hit the number again for a second time, it's a pass. So you've made a pass. And then the other way, if you're on the don't, if you want the 7 roll, because that way you don't pass.
Yeah. Right. So that's what it's called. All right, so we got those. So let's get these next two out, which, again, on this list, we had this one was come bets, which is essentially the same thing. It's starting the game over again. And then you had the don't come on that one. Do you need to drop anchor on that at all, or you think
they're the same bets? You just make them when the game is on. The puck
after
is on,
you have a puck established, point
so
established.
If you're in the middle of the game, you make a come bet, it's essentially the same as a pass line. Or you make a don't come bet, it's the same as the don't pass. So,
all right. Hey, so
same rules
apply.
Easy.
We only got 81 more to go right now, right? Yeah. So we're knocking them out. Like, we're dropping them like MCs at a battle rap concert. All right, here
have
we go.
Have you done a battle? I feel like you maybe have done one of these before.
No, I haven't. I do stupid stuff. And I do a lot of rapping, but I've never had the opportunity.
Not on stage yet
that.
Or in a contest?
No, yeah. I've done stupid stuff like that, but I've never been in a contest for rapping. But I do have some rapping skills, but we'll get to that. That's another episode. All right, moving along, though. The next one are the most common. I think they're the most common ones, which are the place bets. So you want to talk about those for a second? And they're basically what? The box numbers.
Yeah, so you're placing a bet directly on whatever number you want. So 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, or 10.
And those bets, you can do what with those?
Anything you
take
want.
Take them down, right?
Take them down. You can lower them, raise them. You know,
take a bet off or take a one roll only, right?
Yeah, one roll, many roll. The nice thing is they stay up there. They They're not one roll bets. So they will stay there until there's a seven out, not a come out seven, but a seven out.
Okay.
So that's what's nice about them. They just stay there. It's not like, so like a roulette, you know, you pick, let's say you pick 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10. You make those bets. They, you know, they're one roll, one spin
right.
bets.
One spin of the marble.
On craps, they will stay up there over and over and over and over and over until the dice finally seven out. So that's okay. kind of what's cool about craps.
All right. So that's numbers 5 through 10 if you're keeping score at home. And that was the 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10. And then on our list, we had buy bets. Do you want to explain the difference between a place bet and a buy bet?
It's tricky. Terminology.
Okay.
Because they work the same. The difference is they pay better in situations.
Buy bets do.
Buy bets do. So I don't know how you want to count this because, okay, so 4 and 10, you always want to buy instead of place.
Right.
If the casino will let you. Because some won't allow you at $10. But even at $10, it's a better deal for you.
Okay.
Once you get to $20, all casinos will let you buy the 4 and 10. So essentially, instead of getting paid 9 to 5, you get paid 10 to 5 minus 5%, $1 VIG. So it's just always better to buy the 4 and 10. And if you're on mm-hmm. like an electronic machine, always buy.
Okay.
The 5 and 9 is a little trickier. If you have to make your bet and put that 5% commission up front, the VIG up front, when you make the bet, don't do it. It's a bad
don't
bet.
Do it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But there are places like Biloxi's, real popular, where they don't collect that 5% unless you win the bet. So in that case, buy the 5 and 9.
Okay.
Same with electronic tables. Always buy 4, 5, 9, and 10. Just, you know, bubble machines, electronic.
No matter the amount.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
$1. It's just going to be better to buy. You'll see it's like a few pennies difference, but, you know, right. it's a difference. So those numbers you want to buy. The 6 and 8, mathematically, it never makes sense to buy.
No matter the amount, never do it.
No matter the amount, no matter when the VIG is, just never do it. So I don't know if you want to count that. And I don't know.
I got to get to 85. I got to get to 85.
Well, you can count them if you want. But yeah, I don't know that many casinos will even allow a buy bet on the 6 and 8. Just they may look at you funny or something. I don't know. It doesn't.
They might say no action.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a thing. So yeah. you would never buy. Now on the bubble machine, I think it'll let you, but you wouldn't want to do it. So you want to go bye-bye, place, bye-bye if you're covering all the numbers.
Okay. All right.
So those are buy bets. But they act the same. You're betting on the number to roll before the 7, and they stay up there until either it rolls or the 7.
All right, so that's 11 through 16 if we count the 6 and 8. So now we move into the topic of lay bets, L-A-Y. What is a lay bet?
You're betting against the number.
Okay. And what is that? What does that mean, you're betting against it?
Well,
you don't want that number to roll.
You don't want that number to roll. So if you were to make a lay bet against the 5... You want the 7 to roll before that 5. If the 5 rolls, you're going to lose that bet. So you're betting against.
So you only lose if the number rolls.
Yep.
And you only win if 7 rolls before that number.
Right. Okay. So the nice thing is you always have the advantage. There's 6 ways to roll a 7. There's the most combos. So anytime you make a lay bet, you're the favorite.
Well, why wouldn't we do that all the time? What's the problem with lay bets?
Well, mathematically, they break it down and they charge you a buy bet, a 5% VIG to make that bet. And so they twist the math a little bit. So no matter what, even when you're winning, you're losing a little bit because they don't pay you.
Okay.
They're taking a 5% cut of what you should be paid. So,
but mathematically, it is technically a little bit better than the buy bets, correct?
Certain numbers are a little bit lower house edge, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do you recommend lay bets?
Sure. I you'll see most people will make lay bets on the 4 and 10. One, but it doesn't really matter because it's based off of true odds. So you're the 2-to-1 favorite if you lay, like make a lay bet on the 10. Mm-hmm. But that means you only get paid 1-to-2. So if you make a $100 bet,
there we go. That's what
you're only
going to
get paid 50. So that's where people are like, ooh, I don't want to make.
You're wagering twice as much to win half as much
on the 4 and 10. Yeah, because you're twice the favorite, so you only get paid half as much. So that's why people wouldn't want to make it
on the buy
and that 5%. So you get paid half, and that 5% they take too. So.
And on the buy bets, if you're betting 50. You're paying the, what, $5 big, $2 big? $2 big, right?
Right. Depending and on then, how the casino's around it.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're doing it on the back end, you will get paid $100 for the $2.
Because you're the 2-to-1 underdog, so now you get paid twice as much if you hit it. So you can almost consider buy bets and lay bets opposite.
Okay.
So you're betting with or against the number. They pay you the true odds of that happening minus 5%.
Now, this is getting into the next group of bets, which are bets, 23 through 28, technically. And these are the put bets. And
well, before you get to that.
Oh, go ahead. There's more.
I think we can go higher because, like, buy bet and lay bet are opposite.
Yeah.
There's place bets. And in some places, jurisdictions, and bubble machines, there are place to lose bets.
Now, I knew you were going to bring this up because I saw it in the video, and I was hoping you wouldn't because I've never seen it. I don't know. Either.
Yeah, you'll see them on bubble machines a lot.
Okay, so give us the color up. Coach,
I don't think
up on
any
this.
Table in America you will see it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know in Australia they do. And on like the bubble machines, it's pretty common. Actually, you'll see a spot for a place to lose. And it's exactly the opposite of a place bet. You're placing the number to lose. So you're hoping the seven rolls before and the odds are inverse. So, you know, on the 6 and 8 place bet, what do you know the odds to pay off?
7 to 6.
Seven to six. Yeah. So when you place to lose, it's the opposite. You place 7 to win back 6.
Okay. So it's kind of like a lay bet, right?
Yeah. No? Yeah. It's because you're betting with the 7. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's not a 5% commission. It's like already factored into the payout. So,
okay. Yeah. So the house edge is built
in. It's already
into
built
that.
In, just like it is with the place bet.
I understand what you're saying now. Okay.
It's built in. So, the 5 and 9, the payoff is 7 to 5. There, you have to bet 7 to win back 5. The 4 and 10 is 9 to 5 payoff, but you have to bet 9 to win back 5. You know, you're the favorite, so you get paid less.
So you've seen it on bubble crap machines.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I haven't played a lot of bubble craps, but I definitely wouldn't. Yeah, I'm not a high roller, but I haven't even noticed it on there as an option, but we need to.
And I don't know the house edge on those because they're not, you know, I'm not real studied up on them. But I imagine that the lay bets are going to be your better option. I could be wrong, but I don't know for sure as far as house edge goes wise.
I've never seen anything on the internet explaining the house edge on that. I've never even seen it mentioned. But I will be doing some homework.
It'll give you something
to
look up because it is a real thing, believe it or not.
It's a thing. Okay, so we might have a few more than 85, but Mike with 85 bears, I'm sticking to it as Jeremy.
Yeah, that would add six more, essentially.
Six more. Okay. So now we're getting over to the put bets, which would be bets 23 through 28. And what is a put bet, and what are we talking about when you hear it? What's the difference between a put bet and a place bet?
The payoff. So you get to choose your number,
okay.
But it acts more like a come bet. So you choose your number and then, I mean, I guess you could do it with no odds, but again, that would make no mathematical
sense. Yeah.
Cause you'd only get paid 1-to-1. You wouldn't want to put on a 5 and get paid 1-to-1 when you could place on a 5 and get paid 7-to-5. So, The only reason to do it is if you want to add odds. And like I said, I think it's like you need 20 times odds or more. Okay. So very rare occasion. But the reason it would come into play is if you are at a place that does 20 times odds or more or 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say you're at table limit. Let's say you're on the place bet and it's maxed out. You're at, what, you know, 500
you
or
1,000.
You
pressed up or whatever, yeah.
And you want to put more money. It is technically a secondary bet. So you could make a place bet and a put bet if you wanted to get more money on that number.
Wow.
But yeah, it's I would classify it like as a come bet without the come out roll. So you're bypassing that first advantage roll.
Mm-hmm.
So mathematically it doesn't make sense until you get 20 times odds.
Yeah. And plus you forego the possibility of the 11. Of course you're avoiding the risk though.
Yeah. 2, 3, 7, 2. Yeah. There was a YouTuber who was on, I think he was called the Road Gambler.
Yes.
Yeah, and yes. He lasted for like a year or two, and I don't know where he went, but he was famous for doing, like a $5 or $10 bet and then 100 times odds, and he would choose his numbers.
Oh, my gosh.
And would put directly on the number. So mathematically, at that point, it made sense, and it was a wild ride, right?
Yeah, I love watching those videos when he would do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so that's, 28?
Most of us mortal people, though. It's not going to,
do it. Yeah, it's not part
20
of
20 times odds, you know. And again, I'm saying 20, but I think the breakdown is like somewhere 15-ish or something like 20, that. I don't remember, but it's safe to say you got to be at least 20 times.
Which is on a $10 or $15 table, you do the math. Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets out of hand in a
significant
hurry. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's the multi-roll bets that we had, I think, was the category. Okay. Now we were switching over to one roll bets, right?
Yeah.
And number 29 was the any craps roll. What is a one roll bet called any craps? What is that?
Well, let me first back up and say, craps table is great. So most of the bets we've covered now, pretty good bets. They're all at least under 5%, and most of them are 1% or less.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good in a casino. Now you get to these one roll bets, and this is what's funny about a crap table. You can have some of the best bets in the whole casino and also some of the very worst.
Okay.
And now when we go to this, we're jumping to this section. A lot of these fall under the very worst bets in the casino. We're talking, what do I mean by that? I mean like house edge that's higher, or your expected loss is greater than even slot machines.
Yes.
So this is, you're playing for jackpots here when we get into this conversation.
And where do we find most of those a lot of times, Jeremy? Where are these bets located
on the table?
In the center.
Not all, yeah. Most of them, yeah. But yeah, typically they're called proposition bets or center bets. Yeah.
Okay. So, and these are, for the most part, one roll bets.
There's a couple exceptions, but yeah, almost all of them are one roll.
So let's, with that being said, let's talk about the any craps. Is it, first of all, that's a one roll bet, and define what the craps numbers are.
Well, you might know this from the pass or the don't pass, but the craps numbers, when you roll a 2, 3, and 12, those are called craps.
Right.
So like the pass line, you win with the 7-11, you lose with 2, 3, and 12, and those are craps.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, this is real common, is they make a pass line bet. Let's just say $10.
Okay.
And now they can make an any craps bet to protect that $10. And it pays 7-1.
Yeah, that's what I think most.
Yeah. So between $1 and $2, like you can make like a $1 bet and it would pay 7. So you would lose your $10, your pass line, if the 2, 3, or 12 lows, but you'd win back 7. So craps check is a real common term, but a lot of people kind of hedge their pass line with that bet because it covers what loses, the 2, 3, and 12. Okay. It's a bet on the 2, 3, and 12, whatever, any one of them that rolls.
All right. So then the next one after that would be the any 7 roll.
Just how it sounds. Any 7 that rolls, you'd win. So you're betting on any 7 that rolls.
And the yo is what?
One roll bet on the yo. Yo is the 11. So 11.
Why do they say yo instead of 11?
7-Eleven sounds similar. That's the myth or the tale I'm always told. 7-Eleven, I guess they sound the same. So 7-11. Instead of saying 11, mm-hmm. they go, yo. Or a lot of times you'll hear, yo, 11.
Yo, 11.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So
but yeah, you need the 11 to roll or you lose the bet. That's
on one particular roll.
Yeah, one shot.
One time. Yep. It's like an Eminem rap song. One shot. Yep. Opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. So there's two combos. So two ways to win. And 34 ways to lose. Right. So you can break that down. 17. Is that?
16. Yeah. Right. 18. Right. 36. Two ways to win. 2/18ths. 1/9.
Yeah.
One out of nine chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
But they only pay you 15 for it. So that's where that difference
yeah,
is.
Yeah. So that's the difference then. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then aces is exactly that. That's the two, right?
Yep.
One roll bet. Mm-hmm. Why would anybody on their right mind just make a one roll bet on a two? There's only one way to roll the two. And you're thinking it's going to be next.
Is that? It pays $30. And it's only $1.
Okay.
Or, you know, some people,
okay,
you know, it's only $5. It's only a red chip. And if it hits.
And we haven't seen the two in a while.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. So I throw it out there, $5 chip, and then bam, $150. It's a jackpot.
Okay.
Bet, jackpot. You know? In your right mind, you know, that's I don't know, the decipherable. That for you, yeah, you would never. No one in the right mind. For other people, hey, I got a shot. I got 1/36, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I got a shot.
Why not a quarter? You know, mm-hmm. why not a quarter on that?
Yeah.
All right. Ace deuce is a three, right?
Yeah.
So
just a roll bet on the three.
One roll bet on
the
three.
Either the 2-1 or the 1-2. They're counted, you know, that's one combination. They're counted as one.
And we're working in some lingo in here. Box cars, which is?
12.
12, right. And one way, same as the
same
deuce.
As the two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 2 and the 12 pay 30-1, even though the chance is 36-1. And the 3 and the 11 only pay 15-1. Yeah.
And how about the C and E bet? You see that on the side?
Actually,
I even have it on the professor's
palace. Let me mention one thing. I should.
Okay.
So I just said like the 2 and the 12 pay 32-1.
Right.
Some casinos, you'll see them, instead of writing 32-1, they'll write 31-4-1.
Which is the same thing, right?
It's the same thing. What they do is they'll give you 31 and take away your one. So they go, but net, it's 30. Or if you have one and it's 30 to the one, you have the one, they leave the one and they push 30 to it. So it's 30 to the one. Mm-hmm. Either way, you win 30. But there are some casinos that are a little shady. For instance, I think like
a casino being shady?
Yeah. They'll write 34-1. Which is 29. Yeah, that's real ugly.
Okay.
So they're really shorting you there.
So here we go.
So 2 and 4 is something you should be on the lookout for.
All right. So C and E bet is what? Craps and the 11.
11. Yep.
Okay,
C
so that's
for
how many
craps,
numbers? Yeah.
E for 11.
So that's the 2, 3, and 12 plus the 11.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what do you win on that usually, typically?
Well, it depends how you bet it.
It depends, yes. It depends.
If you put like $1 on, okay, so there's a shortcut for it, but essentially if you make a C and E bet combined, you'll get paid 7 times if the 11 shows up, and if the craps numbers show up, you get paid 3 times, whatever your bet is.
Okay.
So
it depends.
But it essentially works out, okay, it's like an any crap. So the three rolls, you get paid 7-1 for that bet, but then you lose the 11.
Right.
So
and if you got $3,
if you replace
it,
you get 6 back essentially.
Okay. So. All right. And then we have the horn bet, which some people like you don't consider that necessarily a separate bet. In your video, you did not.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get to 85, so I'm going to count it. Tell me again, what's the horn? What's the horn numbers?
It's a combination of of the CNE, the 2, 3, 11, and 12, instead of, you know, saying, hey, give me a 2, give me a 3, give me 11, and 12, you just say, give me a horn. And it just combines all four of the bets.
Boom.
Usually you make it in amounts of $4 just because, you know, put a dollar on it. If you want to raise your bet count, you could say a lot real common is to throw in $5. And so you go, okay, well, the bet's $4. I got an extra dollar. So it's a horn high bet. And then you just designate what is the high number. What do you have $2 on? So you go horn high, yo. So a dollar on each of the four horn numbers and then an extra dollar on that yo. So that's $5 total. Horn high, yo.
All right. And then this is one I don't remember if we had this.
So that
one
would be
on
another
here.
Additional bets if you want.
Yeah. And here's another. Yeah. Like I said, this, whatever one you knock off, I'm going to add another one. How about this one? We got this one. And I knew we got the monster roll coming, but Weary Buyer Ken said, what about the high-low bet? What's a high-low bet?
Most commonly, it's high and the low. You got to bet on the 12 and the 2.
Okay. And then how do they usually pay those? Do you know?
Well, it pays, the winner gets paid 30 to 1. So here's a good rule of thumb, and most people say if it pays, it stays.
Okay.
So if you were to make a bet on the 2 and the 12, those are two separate bets.
Right.
So if the 12 rolls, the 2 would just fall off and lose, and the 12, right, they would pay you 30 and then leave your winning bet there. If it pays, it stays.
Okay.
And the 2 would just disappear.
But so you can take that 30 off, right?
You if could, you yeah. To. You could say, hey, give me it back, and you'd actually have put 31 back in your pocket. But a high-low bet is you've now combined the bets.
Right.
So what they would do is, okay, you rolled the 12. You get paid 30. It's a $2 bet, right?
$2,
you get paid
yeah.
30, but you got to replace the loser. So they would only hand you 29 back and say, you know, it paid, it stayed. You have a $2 bet still on the high-low. So essentially paid 29. You still got your high-low in place. But again, you could say, hey, give me my money back, and you got 31 again. So... it's okay. Just, it's like the horn bet. It's just a way to combine it.
All right. Now we're getting high-low. Into high-low.
Like, it's
high-low.
Like, is that a different bet? It's a little gray here.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of the same thing.
How about, now this one, you'll see this on a bunch of tables. Some people call it the whirl, and then some people call it the world bet. Mm-hmm. What are those?
That is the horn numbers and the any seven. So it's another combination bet.
All right.
It's usually made in $5.
So we're combining, you're saying the horn numbers. So that's the 2, 3, 11, and 12. So that's four numbers there plus the seven.
Yep.
So, and if you add those combinations up, that's how many combinations. You got six ways to roll seven, one way to roll the 2 and the 12.
12,
so that's
12
nine.
Total combos.
Yeah, and then you got 2 and 2. So 12 out of the 36 total combinations. And how does that pay typically? Do you remember? Like 5?
I don't know the shortcuts for it, but I do know. So a lot, this bet is a lot of times used on the come-out roll.
Okay.
And let's just say it's $5 bet. So if the 7 rolls, it's a push because it gets paid 4 to 1. And you have a $5 bet. So, or, you know, there's only $1 on the 7, right? So
right.
You get paid 4, but you remember, if it pays, it stays. You have 4 losing
bring it
bets.
Back up. That's right.
So you win 4, you lose 4. It's a push.
All right. So now, it's kind of a protection kind of
role. Yeah. Maybe? Yeah. It's a little bit different than using, you know, the horn bet on the come out or the any craps or whatever. So some people like the horn bet. The world bet. And so the 2 and 3, again, those are going to pay 30.
Right.
Minus 4 losers, so 26. The 3 and 11 are going to pay 15 minus 4 losers or 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the world and the world with the D.
Yeah.
Now we're getting into what I think is just like amazing, crazy stuff. And
okay.
We're talking about the 15 hopping bets. All right.
Yeah, and I'm going to debate the 15 and take.
I know, because you're going to say they're already on the horn.
Yeah.
In the middle,
and but you won't like see I said, them. You won't see them printed as hot bets.
You will. You won't see them, but I need to get up to 85 to make this good for 85.
I think
Bears,
we picked
Mike.
Them up earlier, though, didn't we?
Yeah. I'm gonna be the whatever you take away. I'm gonna. Add
okay. Them. Okay. Okay.
All right. So, what is a hopping bet? What is technically a hopping bet?
Again, it's a one roll bet. But it has to be the exact combination of the dice, because a lot like the six, there's five ways to roll the six. Well, not you can't do. You got to tell me which one do you want to bet on? You want to bet on the 5-1, you want to bet on the 4-2, or you want to bet on the 3-3. So you got to tell me exactly which combination, and you got to bet on that to win that bet
for one roll.
One roll.
And then what are they going to pay you for that? Like on that six, what do you think?
Everything pays 15 to 1 again, unless it's the hard way.
Okay.
So this is what I was challenging you about, the 2 and the 12. If you think about those are hard ways.
Right.
Right? The dice have to match, a 1-1 or a 6-6. Mm-hmm. Well, a hard 6, mm-hmm. a 3-3. There's only one out of 36 ways to roll that, so they pay you 30 to 1. So if you're doing a hard way hop, it's going to pay 30.
Okay.
The easy ways, they all pay 15 to 1.
All right. So there's a lot of different combinations when you add up the
Yeah, well, like you just said,
numbers.
So the 6,
yeah.
There's the 5-1 or the 1-5. They just count right. as 1. And then the 4-2, 2-4. Mm-hmm. And then the hard way, the 3-3. So there's 3 on the 6. The 8 has 3. And then, you know, the 5
down.
And 9 has, yeah.
It drops
the 5
down.
And 9,
four,
there's no
four,
hard way to roll a 5
yeah,
and 9.
5, 4, 4,
so there's
5.
Two each.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. Do you have to bet? Do you have to say 5, 4, or 4, 5, or is it the same thing?
No, you just pick one. So,
okay.
I mean, you could see how they're printed. I don't know if the low numbers, but a lot of people will go like, hey, give me a 54.
Okay.
You know, or, yeah. You know. Or if they throw in $2, like hop the nines, then a dealer might go, oh, he wants both of them. But usually there's going to be some communication there. You got to clarify. But like if you like wanted the easy 10, the 6-4, you know, give me a 60, hop the 6-4, give me a 64 or 46. It's probably interchangeable. But
how about on the hard way, like on a hard 4, could you say hard 4 in the middle and hop the... Well, no, that's different, though, because if you do a hard 4, it stays up till it's resolved.
We haven't got to that category.
But,
yeah, we're talking about the one roll, a hop. You can hop the hard way.
So it's different. Yeah, yep. It's different. Mm-hmm. So you can literally hop a hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So we've got all those and all those different combinations for one roll.
Yep.
So people make those bets because...
They're gamblers.
They're gamblers, and
they pay
want,
good.
They pay good compared to the place bet or whatever else. But
yeah, and,
again,
and some people can use it as a hedge bet. So, let's say you have a don't pass number. Let's say the don't pass is on the 4, and so you know you are the favorite, and you should mm-hmm. win. But you're afraid of that 4 rolling. So you can cheaply bet on the hopping 4 to kind of protect that.
Okay. So it's hedging purposes or
hedging
just
purposes
gambling.
Or just gambling, straight up gambling. Yeah. Or you got a hunch.
But, you know, I kind of look down sometimes on the hoppers, but they... You know, I've seen it work out for them too. You know, they hit a couple of them, and you've got a big pile of money to, you know.
Well, yeah. So if you think about if you think about the game roulette,
yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
These are hot bettors.
Yeah,
they got one chance for the number to roll. They pay a little better if you pick the number directly. I think you get paid 35 to 1.
Something. Yeah, I think so. It depends on the wheel
and
how many.
So these ones you only get paid 30 or 15. Mm-hmm. But there, you know, there's more ways to roll it. But, you know, a comparable would be a hard way hop where you get paid 30.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's essentially like playing roulette. Okay. I guess you're just, okay. Hey, I think if that number is going to come up.
It's playing roulette with a very small wheel.
Yeah.
Okay. So that transitions to our next one as we head toward 85. We're at 53 through 58. We're going to be talking hard ways and other multi-roll bets in the middle, basically. And that would be the hard 4, hard 6, hard 8, hard 10. And then they talked about the big 6 and the big 8, which I know we're not fans of and we don't support. And a lot of places won't even let you make them.
Yeah.
But we should mention them because sure. I need to get to 85.
Okay. So. Got to get to 85.
So first off, what's a hard way bet? Again, it's the one specific combination of the dice. So for a 4, it's got to be 22. Deuce on one and a deuce on the other. It can't be the 3-1. The 6 has to be the 33. Can't be a 5-1 or a 4-2. 8 can't. It has to be a 44. It can't be a 5-3 or a 6-2. So all those you need to get hit before a either easy way 8 rolls or a 7 rolls for you to win on those. And typically they pay what on those?
7-1 and 9-1. Yep.
9-1 and 7. And why the difference between the two, Jeremy? Why the difference between 7 and 9?
There's more ways to lose on the 6 and 8. So you have more. You lose
one
with all
additional
the six,
combination, right?
Yeah, you lose with all the 7s, and then you lose with all the easy ways.
Okay. So the more easy ways you have to lose, they will compensate you at 9-1. But even though we both know they built a house edge into that number as well, too.
Yeah, well, let's break it down. So there's 6 ways to lose with the 7. Then there's, let's take the 6. There's the 5-1, the 1-5, the 4-2, and the 2-4.
All right.
So there are 10 ways to lose, one way to win.
Right.
So they should pay you 10-1. They don't. They pay you 9-1.
9-1.
Right.
Okay.
And so the house edge is something like 9%, I believe, 9 or 10%.
Yeah. So it's built in right from the get-go on those.
Just because they don't pay you fairly for that chance you're taking.
For the risk you're taking.
Yeah, you're taking a 10-1 risk. They pay you 9-1.
And by the way, what do they say is the absolute best bet in the casino?
The odds bet.
Yes.
Right. They don't take anything from it.
You can lose with the
odds.
Did
we mention? Did we skip over the odds?
No, I think we spoke a little bit at the beginning, didn't we?
I think we did the pass line and come and didn't even mention the odds, did we?
maybe we did.
I don't know. Because we would have talked about, well, you could put on odds on all the different numbers, so that would raise your count. You can do odds on four. Odds on...
So whatever you're knocking me down, I'm going to count odds bets to get me back up to 85.
Okay.
All right. So, but yeah, we should probably mention odds.
Well, let's finish hard ways, I guess.
All right, finish hard ways. Okay.
And we'll go backwards to the best bet in the casino.
Yeah, the best bet in the casino. Yeah. So hard ways, we've got those. They take a little squeeze out, 10% on that. And then the other two on this list were the big 6 and big 8, which a lot of places have taken off their felt because it's not a good bet.
Yeah, I know Atlantic City, so I guess it's a state law, but for player protection, they won't allow you to have it just because it's bad for the consumer. A big 6 and 8 is a bet on the 6 or 8, but it pays 1-1.
Right.
When you can get paid 7-6 as
right
a
up
place
at the top.
By
yeah,
just
yeah.
asking the dealer to do it, so... They say that's predatory, and a lot of places removed it.
Okay. So that finishes up that little category there.
Anything I would say the hard ways are hard probably, ways? As far as proposition bets, they're the most popular because they're not one-roll bets. So people, you'll see, as far as the middle of the table, those are the most heavily bet. A lot of action
Very
on those hard-way
much
bets.
So.
Because
Very
they're
much so.
Kind of a combo. They don't pay 30 or 15, but they do play pretty good at 9 or 7. But they're not one roll bets, so that's why people.
And
love
your
$5
bucks will go a long way, and then you know, then you're talking parlay and doing other kind of stuff. So you never know when lightning can strike on those.
Yeah, I've actually done a video on breaking down the cost per hour, and if you on a $10 table, if you were to make $1 hard way bet, because they're not one roll bets, even considering the house edge, they are actually cheaper per hour to play than a pass line with odds. So it's a
wow.
Yeah,
so it's not, yeah, per hour.
Yeah, per hour. If you break it down, it's not, you know, they're, it's not going to make or break you if you throw in a couple bucks on the hard ways and like them and have fun with them. Absolutely. So I know some people would be like, the house edge is, you know, either 9 or 11%. Yeah, but it's $1 and it's not a one roll bet. You're okay. It's okay.
Okay. All right.
I would say in the color up book, it's an okay bet if you like.
Okay. So you get, it gets thumbs up. Yeah.
Mathematically not smart, but you know, it's a fun bet and very cheap bet.
Okay. All right. So
the other one roll bets, I would say stay away from.
Stay one. Do you want to back up for the odds now? Take a dramatic pause.
I mean, I guess we should probably cover the most important bet in craps.
It's the best bet in the casino.
That's what everyone tells you.
Yeah. So what are they talking about? Why do they say it's the best bet in the casino?
Well, we've mentioned a lot of times that, you know, they never pay you properly for the risk you're taking. Mm-hmm. And the difference is the house edge. And with the odds bet, they don't do that. They pay whatever it is, whatever your odds of winning and losing, they pay it fairly.
Proportional. That's right. Mm-hmm. Fairly. So if you're risking 2 to 1, you'll get paid 2 to 1.
2 to 1, yep.
There you go. And that's why little cum betters like me give it a try, but I know mathematically it doesn't make sense a lot of times until you get up to the 10 times odds and above.
You can't compare them to place bets. And I have lots of videos about that, but you're talking about long-term math. Here's what I would say about this. So a $10 place bet with no odds, pass line bet, and then a $10 pass line bet with 100 times odds. So this guy has got 110 bet. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it's 100 odds, 110 10 times
odds. This guy has $10 bet. The guy with 110 has mathematically a lower house edge bet combined with, but he's making a $110 bet.
Right.
At the end of the day, because that's what it's about, long-term math, at the end of the day, both of them are expected to lose 14 cents.
But
so it doesn't matter if you make 100 times odds or no odds. If you're worried about math, it doesn't make a difference.
It's going to be 14 cents.
Yeah, the expected loss over time is 14 cents. Now, obviously, if you roll the number and win, you'd love to have $110 on it. But if you roll the 7 and lose, well,
you
got to
roll.
Don't
you want you got to play a lot more to make up that for that 14
yeah,
cents
so it's,
at the end
it's,
of the
it's
day.
All it does is increase your volatility. It doesn't help or hurt either the player or the casino. Now, the reason I think it's casinos love, you know, hey, make an odds bet because
the phrase that pays. Yeah.
You're putting in, yeah, they're always teaching it. Greatest bet, best bet. If you can afford it, it's the way to go. But what they're doing is they're trying to tell you, hey, make an additional bet on the number.
More money.
That's not going to. Long term, it doesn't help you or hurt you. It just now you're going instead of $10 a roll, now you got $110 a roll. And
okay. And
most people, when they go to the casino, are underfunded. So, like, if you're making $110 bets, that's only going to last you so long, right?
Right.
And so the casino banks on that, and they know unless you're properly bankrolled, if you're making odds bets, that's
not
going to
last too long.
It's gonna, it's going to be in their favor just because of volatility reasons. So that's why I'm always like, you know, a lot of old school books will tell you, you know, pass line and then as many odds as you can. It's stupid to play unless you do max odds. And I'm like, let's tap the brakes a little bit.
Okay.
If you can afford it, yes, mathematically, great bet. But you got to know it's going to churn your money quicker.
Okay.
So, you know.
So if it's a $10 table and I'm doing like single, double odds and some people are betting, you know,
it's still great. It lowers your house edge. You know, like single odds takes you from 1.4% down to 0.8%. Double odds, it goes down to 0.6% combined.
Right.
Combined bet. But now you're you know, you're betting $30 instead of the 10. Mm-hmm. If you could afford the 30, that's the way to do it, right?
Right.
But don't let anyone twist your arm. You know, you'll get those dealers. Where's your odds? Where's your odds? And I always tell them, how about you give me some money so I can play this great, amazing bet? Because I can't afford it, right?
Or, right. You know. There's only so much money in the bank. And then the other thing with odds we should definitely point out is, again, we mentioned a little bit with the lay bets and kind of thing. You have to bet twice as much to win usually half as much or whatever.
If you're doing lay odds. If you're talking about if you're don't, yeah.
If you're a don't player.
Yeah, because you're the favorite, so you're either going to bet, you're going to get paid 2-1 or 1-2, 2-3, or 5-6. So
that's right.
You got to bet more to win back less. It just depends on what number you're on.
Okay.
So it's more expensive to be a dark side player.
And you have to be definitely have a much bigger bankroll.
You need a bigger bankroll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you just get lucky and win every time, you know.
Right. So, who knows? It happens.
Yeah.
All right. So enough about the odds, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going into everybody's
favorite. We should have done that one earlier because that's a little controversial. And, you know, at this point, everyone's already turned off the podcast. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no, we still got a solid 14 listeners right
now. No, there's a question. You know, there's a great one here. Are odds calculated when a casino rates a player? Typically, no.
Typically, no.
Like,
but
as far as like for comps and stuff?
It depends because on our podcast, we had your buddy over at the GSR said that, hey, it's your money and you're betting it. Absolutely.
Yeah, some do, but it's very, very rare. The majority of them will just, they won't count it. It doesn't count as, you know, money towards what they consider for comps because they don't have an edge on it. So they're like, yeah, doesn't mean anything to them.
But you know what? For the guys who don't have an edge on it, they certainly do win.
That's what I'm saying because players are under bankrolled and they know, like, you're going to come in, stick around for a little bit. They're going to win it. Like, it's
going to win it.
That's why I cringe when people are like, you have to play the pass line and max your odds out. I'm like,
Maxing the odds out is just way.
You're just telling players to just dump all your money on in gambling when, you know. And if you want to play that way, that's fine, I guess. But, you know, I don't know.
It's a lot of money.
There's a little more to it than the long-term theoretical mathematical.
Yeah, because like you said, we're only there for a little while. You know? Yeah. Only there for a little while. All right, heading into the middle of the field and specialty bets now. So we didn't talk about
that. 3 minutes
big...
to wrap all this up.
Okay, let's do it quick.
Not that we have to.
I know. What's the field?
The field is a one-roll bet. It's usually considered a proposition bet as well, but there's a bunch of numbers in there.
Okay. So
it's what it's missing. Yes. Is the most likely numbers 5, 6, 7, and 8. So if you roll any of those numbers, you lose. So there are
20
ways
to lose, 16 ways to win on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's fun. It's known as like a beginner's bet because it's really easy. You go, oh, if I put my dollar there or my five or whatever, my table minimum, my $10, if any of those number rolls, then I win.
And you win even money on most of them. Usually on the 2 or the 12, they'll
pay double
it
or
up.
Triple. Yeah,
or sometimes triple. And the house edge gets down from, 5% down to what?
5.5 down to 2.5.
2.5.
If they pay triple on a number. Yep.
Yeah. So that's pretty doggone good.
It's not bad, but again, it's going to churn. So like I said, a hard way is one of the cheapest bets. The field bet is the most expensive bet. Even though the house edge is pretty low. It's because you're making a minimum table bet, like
one roll,
$10, but it's one roll. So it churns so fast, it becomes the most expensive bet on the craps table.
Wow.
So beware. You know, I'll use it and I show it and it's fun sparingly. But if your plan is to go every single roll, unless you get on a lucky streak, your money is going to churn fast. So
We're moving it.
Yeah, people call it sucker bet for sure.
Yeah, so we're moving into the fast round here because now we're getting into the when we did the episode on the what did you call them, the side bets. And the first one they had on the list was number 60 was the fire bet.
Mm-hmm.
It had ride the line, which is another side bet.
Yeah, I'm not going to break them down. I've had videos on all of them, but you know, most tables in your local area are going to have one. Some have two, but they're going to have like one of these side bets that are usually you have to roll a certain combination of numbers or whatever, and they have bigger payoffs and bigger jackpots because the likelihood is very slim that you actually
house edge is very, very high.
So you said the fire bet.
Ride the line, which I have never seen anywhere, but you have.
Yeah, I've played that one in Colorado and made a video about it,
Okay. And then, of course, my personal favorite of all the side bets, which
and I would say
ATS.
Most people's.
I love the ATS.
And some places called it the boom or bust, or they've renamed it because they
uptown, downtown, all
they
around.
Have to pay actually a fee, a licensing fee to the inventor of that game. And then after a certain period of time, then other companies just renamed it to avoid the licensing fee. But it's called a lot of different things, but that's a fun one. Everyone loves that one for some reason.
And then these repeater bet was 10 bets in that one. What's a repeater bet, by the way?
You make a bet that a number will repeat. So if, like, you make a bet on the two, you need the two to roll twice. If you make a bet on the three to repeat, you got to have the three to bet, or the three to roll three times to win the bet. The four, you need to roll four times. The five, you need to roll five times.
Okay, so it goes up.
Well, and then it's reverse, because if you know the game of dice, so six, if you make a repeater bet on the six, it's got to roll six times. And then the eight, you don't have to roll eight times because it's the same combo.
Six, it's coming back down the hill.
It comes back down the
inverse.
Curve, so six.
Okay. Yeah. So with the sister numbers on there. Are you a fan of that one? You like that one?
No, but I know like dice controllers love it because they say, you know, I have certain numbers that, you know, that repeat a lot on me. So they like, I would say stay away from these. They're all 15, 20, 25% house edge. These are all bad bets, but they're fun. You know, why not?
You're going for the home.
That's
run.
Why people pay them.
Okay.
So it's your money. Gamble however you want. I'm not going to judge you for that. But
so just so you know, that gets me up to 74 bets on that one. Then we're
because you're counting them all individually. Yeah, and all tall small is kind of counted. You can count that as three separate ones.
Absolutely. That was 62, 63, and 64.
Okay. Lucky Shooter is one that you see on Bubble Craps a lot.
Hot Shooter.
There's a lot more, actually.
Mm-hmm. Bonus. Yeah. Point streak bonus. fire bets. Yeah, that's all right. Fire bet, 6-point version. Lucky Shooter, High Low Bets, which we got in here. High Low Yo, and then I think we're there. I think we
there's
made
a field bet. Yeah, we've hit 85. There's a field bet, like I've seen in casinos that they have Fielder's Choice. So they actually break up the field numbers in three different categories. So those are three different bets.
When I was in your town, that's the way it was, and I was very surprised on that.
I know like where the 6 and 8 usually is on the table. A lot of people do an over or under 7, which is the dice going to roll over the 7 or under? You know, over is 8 through 12 or under. Mm-hmm. It's a simple bet.
You bet and over, does under. It pay even or is
I'm not positive.
Okay.
It probably pays bad, but
yeah, I would think. And it's probably a one roll bet too, right?
Yeah. One roll bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Every last one on. But yeah, that's every bet that I could find. I'm sure there are others that are out there as you're...
I don't know if there's not other standard bets, but certainly there might be side bets that, you know, we're not... Wizard of Odds website, if you just Google Wizard of Odds, he has a great breakdown of... Some have expired and no one liked them and they've disappeared. But he usually has broken down with all the math and the odds and probability and payouts for all the, you know, side bets that have been or ever was.
Yeah, you can definitely learn a little bit about every one of the bets, but I hope we didn't take a new player and just like scare them off with all the different, or her off with all the different bets that we have, because
actually
it's a simple game, isn't it?
It's a simple game. You bet on a number. If the dice roll the number, you win. I actually just finished filming a video before we went on the air. I'm going to call it like Gambling for Dummies or something, but I'm using the KISS method, right? you know what
keep
kiss
it simple.
Is. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I just do a pass line, the 6 and 8. Keep it simple. And the video actually turned out pretty well. So
awesome.
As much as there is an opportunity to bet all those bets, sometimes it's in your best interest to just keep it simple.
Slow your roll, literally.
And certainly, bet just make bets on the bets that you understand. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's probably not the best idea to copy the guy next to you, whatever he's saying and doing. Bet the one.
And whatever you do, don't take your don't pass and put it on the pass line.
Yeah, that would be a big no-no.
And not
one of the biggest no-nos you could do.
Not recommended out there.
So a whole new category, not to blow your mind. Crapless craps.
Oh, we didn't. We did a show on that one, but yeah, I could have added some more. Mm-hmm. Well, I would have lost some of the lay bet ones.
Yeah, because right? Usually you can't bet you don't bet the don'ts,
and usually
most won't allow lay bets. So, yeah, you may have lost a few there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably not as many on crapless craps, and that's why they're trying to simplify it a little bit.
Keep it simple with their higher house edge.
Yeah, keep it simple, but it raises the bigger take for the casino. So
absolutely.
Beware of that game.
Yeah, but anyway, I think this was a great title and a great subject for tonight, because there are a lot of different ways, and I appreciate 85 Bears Mike, one of our club members in our Discord, and if you want to learn more, want to hang around with us, you can join the club. Was it colorup.club
mm-hmm.
or something like that? And you can figure out how to join if you so desire to. And hit us up at, at DiceCon and join some
we
of the
exclusive
events.
We definitely hit 85 tonight, I think. I think we definitely hit our 85.
Yeah, so it was good. So. It was good for 85 Bears Mike on there. But we will definitely move into the Monster Roll. Any final thoughts as we're moving ahead?
Yeah, I mean, you brought up a good point and bring up just – don't be intimidated. You know, watch my videos, learn the bets. And most of them, just keep it simple. If you don't understand them, yeah. But there's so many bets that you don't even need to bother with.
Stay away from the middle.
That's probably a good overall recommendation.
Rule of thumb.
Yeah. So that'll save you a lot of heartache. But, you know, it is gambling. So you do what you want and have fun. But, yeah. I think we could wrap it up there.
Yep.
And we'll probably see you next week. I don't know. Actually, we have to discuss that. But
cruise.
I got stuff going on, Jim.
Okay.
But this was a fun one. And so until next time, good luck on coloring up.